time. Can we do it again?
Hey, you clumsy bee, get out of my way.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Did you see that? That was a little rude at the very least. I guess there's a lot of rude things happening these days. As a bee, I see a lot of that sort of behavior. But you know what? Human beings have the God-given ability to think about other people and change the way they behave based on what needs to be done. Human beings can smile, ask if someone needs help, and they can also pray for others. I'm Betty Bumblebee, and the buzz of the day is all about being kind. Did you know that from the very first time God told people to write down the law, he included being kind to others? It's a fact. In addition to this, when Jesus talked about the judgment, it was all about whether or not we visited and took care of people. But what does it really mean to be kind? Being kind is what happens when we think about a situation like we were the other person. Thinking like that is called empathy. And when we have empathy, all the things we do will be kinder. Sometimes, our bad actions are in response to things we think people have done to us. Maybe sometimes people can be rude. But in the book of the prophet Zechariah, and in 1 Thessalonians, it says that even when people are mean to us, we should be kind to them. We should be merciful, returning good behavior for bad. That way, we look a lot like God. And that's how we want to look, right? Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another. Have a gentle heart. Forgive one another, even as our Father, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." I find that kind of fascinating. Truly fascinating.
Hey, Betty, I saw what happened back there, and I just gotta ask you, are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine, Harry. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Hey, guess I better get back to work. Such is the life of a happy, busy bee.